business owner? Entrepreneur? Want to learn how online marketing can improve your business?
Your questions. Our advice.
This is Not a Real Job.
Welcome to Not a Real Job, episode 13 of our podcast, helping entrepreneurs, small business owners, artists, anyone who wants some help with their marketing, social media, website development, all those fun things. I am Joel Kelly, and I do social media strategy for travel and tourism brands out of Nova Scotia, Canada.
I am Chris Van Patten, and I build websites and web products for all kinds of people out of New York City. I just want to cut in really quickly and say that I love that episode 13 has come when it has, just in time for Halloween.
This is the spooky episode of Not a Real Job.
Okay, so our editor, Steve, right now, this is your cue to edit in some ghost sounds and other
spooky howls.
Spooky.
And yeah,
exactly.
You don't actually have to do that.
Well, don't say that. Let's see if he actually does it.
Fair enough. Does he actually listen to the show?
Yeah, exactly. The rate remains, however, the same.
Exactly. All right, so this week, we have sort of a topic in mind. Why don't you tell us about that?
All right. So after coming off of, let's face it, our best episode.
It can only go down from here.
Exactly. So we decided what we would do with that is get right into an argument. And now this is not necessarily going to turn sour. I mean, I think we were both kind of hoping it does for the sake of the fun of it. But
sweeps week.
Yes.
We need the ratings.
Yeah. But Chris wants to talk about content. He went on something of a Twitter rant. Was that today? I scrolled back. I know. Was that today?
It was late last week.
What? Really?
Maybe Saturday.
Oh, man. Anyway, yeah. I was scrolling back through Chris's tweets, and I read a bit of his rant about content. And basically, Chris thinks the word is stupid. And
I hate
people
it.
Use it are stupid.
Yes.
Is that an accurate summary?
Unfortunately, yes. Mm-hmm. For better or worse. It's tough because, like, I get it, but it's one of those words that I think has become a ridiculous catch-all phrase and really a buzzword. Like, we talk about content and content marketing and creating content and what kind of content will your fans love. And oh my God, I'm just sick of it. I'm so sick of content as this catch-all word to describe things that we're creating, because I don't know, to me, the idea of content and the word itself suggests that it's just something that gets mass produced to market our shit. And that frustrates me so much because it seems to imply that content, that you can be lazy about it, that you can go and pay someone money to create things for you. And I guess maybe the reality is, and maybe I just need to own up to the fact that that is the way that the world is working these days. I don't know.
Okay. And this is, I think, where, I mean, the crux of our disagreement will be is that absolutely. Now, are we perverting the word content to mean advertising? Absolutely. Would it be better if we just said advertising and marketing instead of content? Probably. Content is just the softening of what we really mean, which is creating text on the internet to get people to buy things. That's advertising and that's marketing. And can we step away? Can we back off from using content? I don't know. It's probably too late now.
Oh, yeah.
But I think
yeah.
What we do is marketing. It is advertising. We are trying to write copy that persuades people into purchasing things. And back in the day, we simply called that advertising. Now we're just trying to soften it a bit.
Yeah, I completely agree. And this is really just more of a grumpy old man, get off my lawn kind of argument for me. But I don't know. I guess my fear is that we're going to get so wrapped up in creating content that we're not actually going to make real, important, valuable shit. I don't know. And
well, okay, but
it's tough because there is this perspective of if you're a marketer and you're creating content, then maybe then yes, that then you're creating, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're doing your job. But then there's this other element of people like me and you and other individuals out there who focus on creating this content branding empire around themselves. And I'm like, well, wait, if all you're doing is writing blog posts and podcasts and recording videos about things, are you actually doing the things you're talking about, or is it just all bullshit? I don't know.
Right. Okay. But this is where, and I think it's a false dichotomy, is the idea that we have marketing. What I do for my clients and what I do often for myself is marketing. I write things to get people to pay attention and ultimately make some sort of transaction. I think that's pure and I think that's clean. And I think marketing is fine and not, you know, a blight on the world. I mean, unless we're talking about let's get rid of capitalism, which, I mean, there are arguments to be made for about that, sure. But, I mean, that's not the fight I'm willing to get in on this podcast right now. Now, the other part of it is art. And we have the creation of pure, and I put in quotes, content, for the sake of bettering the world, bettering ourselves, and bettering our understanding of humanity, as a brief, you know, summary of what art is. And now I think the problem is where we try to believe that those two things can never touch. And when they do, it gets enveloped by the advertising.
Exactly. I want them to touch all the time. That's what I'm after.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Andy Warhol wanted that too. And you still have people arguing about whether he was full of bullshit or whether he was a true artist.
I guess all I want is people to put out things in the world that they care about and that they stand behind. Because, like, I see this trend, and it's been going on for years, and maybe I'm just noticing it now. I'm definitely just noticing it now. Like, these really shitty free ebooks that everybody is doing, things like that, and video tutorial series, and all these, you didn't actually spend that time writing that. I would bet a significant part of the time people are paying other people. Read an ebook once. I took the time to read it. That was literally just taking 10 blog posts, editing them. And I knew because I knew the author and I had read his stuff before and realized, oh, he's just copying that other stuff that he's doing. And oh, by the way, this same author is somebody who has talked about how he uses virtual assistants to write blog posts for him. Ghostwriting. Like, mm-hmm. To me, that's just like 100% bullshit. Don't do that. Care about the things that you're putting your name on and you're throwing out in the world. If you're doing something, it should be meaningful and it should be important to you. And you should be doing it because you genuinely believe every word that's written down or every word that you've said in a podcast or a video. And that's why I am objecting to the term content. Not so much the word itself. It's more about the idea of this content as being a mechanical sort of way to get people to like your thing.
So
I don't, the devil, does that make any sense at all?
Absolutely. We don't disagree. The problem is you're hinging all of your argument on a single word that you didn't state, but it is dignity. You're expecting people's dignity or the desire to have some to outweigh their desire for cash.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And I think that argument is going to fall apart pretty quickly in the face of a lot of assholes who just want to make money.
Yeah.
And I don't know that there is a genuine moral, certainly probably not a fiscal argument to be made for the fact that some people just want to make some easy cash. Now, this is where we get into the actual problem. Are the people churning out shitty ebooks actually making any money? Probably one or two.
Yeah,
I bet there's I guess like in anything, there's a lot of people churning out ebooks, not making a cent because the ebooks suck. But I think the problem with your argument, and again, I completely agree with you. I think it is horrible because I do wish to, at the end of the day, preserve some, you know, part of my dignity. I do think it's terrible, but I think these people are more interested in duping people out of their cash.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely just the disclosure now. This is me tilting at windmills,
mm-hmm.
like 100%. Totally. This is my Don Quixote argument. Like, I realize that this is something that's not going to change, but man, I'm just going to yell about it because I want it to change so badly. There, and I mean, part of this is that I'm coming from my own personal experience. Over the past couple of months, I've been doing a lot to get my blogging up, you know, and to do more blogging more frequently. And for a long time, for maybe a month or two, maybe even longer than that, I don't know, I was consistently doing 2 to 3 blog posts a week. And part of me is like, that's great. I'm just writing. Like, it's good to be writing. It's good to have that exercise or whatever. But looking back now, I felt pretty good about everything, but there are definitely 2 or 3 posts in there that, looking back, maybe I didn't give them the editing treatment that I should have. Maybe I was just so concerned with getting the numbers that I was putting out bad stuff, or not bad stuff, but not as good as I know it could have been. And that, of course, exists with everything. But I know, and I'm not going to name names, but there are people out there who maybe don't realize that or don't care. And that's fine. And again, this is just me sort of wishing and dreaming that things would change. But I just wish and dream things would change.
The other devil's advocate part of this is that it sounds like, to again, a potentially a terrible person, that you're attempting to have it both ways. You want to make money off of your blog posts, and you want them to be pure and removed from the advertising side of it. And I think the people who are churning out crap to get page views, to get AdWords dollars, you know, would possibly be able to make the argument that they're more sincere. They know what this is. And maybe, you know, if you want to be completely removed from it, if you want it to remain content in its purest form and be, you know, a true manifestation of what you believe, maybe I don't know where I'm going with that, but like the idea that you want to feel pure about what you're doing and still make cash out of it might be impossible. I don't know.
I don't know that it's impossible, but I completely appreciate and understand the challenge that goes with that. How do we make money? The collective, we, you know, me, you, the businesses that we represent, how do we make money on the internet and do it in a way that doesn't feel altogether slimy, or even in part slimy? And there's definitely not an answer. Does adding the
word internet to that change anything, though? You know, working in marketing, how do you do that without feeling slimy, internet or not?
I don't know. Well, because I don't know. I mean, the whole problem with the argument is that there is no answer, or maybe the great thing about this argument, it's something that we could go on for ages about.
Choosing your clients a little bit too.
Oh, 100%.
I'm very lucky to now work in the travel and tourism business, which, you know, I love travel. I love, you know, the work I do. I love my clients. I have worked, you know, at places before where some of our clients, you know, kind of made me feel bad. I was like, are we on the, have you ever seen that? The Mitchell and Webb thing? Are we the baddies?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Video. Yeah. It's like that kind of thing. Like, am I on the right side of this? Like, yeah. Sometimes I've had that worry. I like that I don't have that now. And of course, someone will have the argument of, you know, are we trying to get people to take vacations they can't afford? But that's the argument against advertising. And again, it's probably not. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not going to take that side of it.
And I mean, I guess maybe this is my reaction against the whole 4-hour work week movement and these sort of SEO. I don't even know what the word I'm looking for. Just the people who sort of abuse the system, because there is this idea, and it's an idea that I think you look at someone like Tim Ferriss, he popularized, but it's certainly gone way beyond him. And it's still an idea. These niche sites that you go on and you use like a keyword analyzer to try to find like what's the best keyword that isn't overused, and I can put up 10, 15 different websites about that topic and just hire somebody out in the Philippines or Bangladesh or whatever to crank out content for me 10 hours a day. That, I mean, maybe that's sort of what I'm railing against too, because that strikes me as just so disingenuous, and you're just putting crap into the world. I don't know.
I mean, I think that's where we're at, is that it's not as black and white as one would like in a problem like this. I mean, and that's why Ryan Holiday, who we talked about a couple episodes ago, he wrote his book, Trust Me, I'm Lying, about how easy it is to manipulate the media. And I think that translates very much to how easy it is to manipulate the regular person on the internet to view, share, and partake in content that they, again, there's that word, that they really legitimately shouldn't care about. And I think that's just up to, you know, like all moral decisions, it's up to the individual to try to remain, to just choose their side. And at the end of the day, what are you looking for? Do you want to, you know, be on your deathbed being happy that you duped people? Maybe, if it meant that you were able to spend more time with your friends and family. Or do you want to, on your deathbed, be happy with the work you've done and, you know, have it had provided for you enough that you could spend more time with the things you actually cared about? I think that, unfortunately, our discussion is probably much deeper than content.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, this is definitely a moral argument at any level, you know, whether you're just talking about content or the deeper meaning of your work and your life and that kind of thing. And I guess at the end of the day, all I'm saying is I just want people to be a little more moral, like work with the businesses that you care about and the things that you believe in and that you're passionate about. You know, don't be afraid to talk about those things. Don't think you have to change your message to attract eyeballs. Granted, that maybe isn't the most realistic way to go about life, but I don't know. That's at the end of the day what I want.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really good at what you do, let's quote Spider-Man or Spider-Man's uncle and say that with great power comes great responsibility. If you're a good marketer, don't be shitty about it.
Yeah.
100%. And that's all we can say. There's nothing that I can say to compel you to not be shitty. Just maybe think about it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and, well, and just to maybe take that to a broader internet marketing point, I think if you care about the things that you're working on, and you, if you're a small business owner, I hope you do, and hopefully you're lucky enough to work with clients you believe in, and I think ultimately it's going to reflect better on your work. It's going to be more genuine, more truthful, and I think that wins at the end of the day, or at least I hope.
Exactly.
So there we go. There's episode 13. It got spooky in there.
Ooh,
just in time
Steve
for Halloween.
Cue more spooky noises.
Ghosts.
He's
and
not
ghouls.
Listening to this at all.
Damn it. Ooh. Damn it, Steve. Really quickly before we end, I just want to throw out there that I did find a to-do list app that I am using now to do shared lists and that kind of thing.
All right.
I love it. It's called Asana, Asana.com, and it's free for up to 15 users, and you can have organizations and teams and projects and all this kind of stuff, and it's super easy. It's free again. You can't beat that. And they do have paid upgrades, so you can sort of see where their business model is, but yeah, I recommend it and love it. And yeah, so there we go.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. So I guess we will talk. Oh, wait, let's
plug our housekeeping. Yeah.
Twitter.com/NARJcast. As you just said, notarealjob.com. That's about it, I think.
Questions@notarealjob.com. Send us questions.
We want to answer your questions.
If you have any other moral dilemmas you'd like us to officiate, please let us know.
We can also officiate weddings. So
yeah,
that's an
exactly
option.
Over. I mean, it'll be delayed by, I'm not sure how we would do that. Like, they'd have to give us a lot of information beforehand, and then we would just play the podcast at the wedding.
I think that's legally binding.
I think so too. We also like funerals, but that's that'd be awkward.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I'll eulogize whoever. I don't know.
Contact Joel separately for that.
Oh, God, that could get dark.
It is anyway. The Halloween episode.
Bye, everybody.
Ciao.